Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This afternoon, we had a rather disturbing case get unsealed and with a subsequent arraignment. This case, the genesis of this case goes back to August of 2018. Back in August of 2018, there was a party on Hagen Street in the city of Buffalo. At that party, one group of individuals got into a confrontation with another group of individuals. One of the parties in that confrontation went back and told one of their relatives about the confrontation. The relative, whose name was Lemure Jackson, he then shows up on Hagen Street. He was directed to the group of individuals who were standing near a porch on Hagen Street as to that group right there was a group that was giving me a hassle. Mr. Jackson, instead of walking over to them and talking to them about it and working their problems out, pulled out a gun and shot at the group of individuals on a porch. Mr. Jackson ended up shooting and killing an innocent bystander. He also ended up shooting a second person who had a gunshot wound, but who survived. Mr. Jackson was then charged. He was then prosecuted, and back in October, he was found guilty of murder in the second degree, reckless endangerment, and a weapons charge. That trial was the week of August 21st of 2019. On Tuesday, August 22nd of 2019, at 9:30 that morning, a eyewitness to the shooting on Hagen Street was supposed to testify against Mr. Jackson. This individual was scheduled to testify that morning on Tuesday, October 22nd at 9:30. Approximately 3.5 hours prior to that, at 6 a.m., that witness was shot. That witness was shot in the left forearm by DeQueen Trent. That individual, after he was shot, went to ECMC that morning, was patched up, got a sling, and still came into court at 9:30 and testified. And he testified with a sling after being shot 3 hours earlier, came into court and testified against Lemure Jackson that Lemure Jackson committed the homicide back in August 2018. So obviously, when I found out that my witness was shot 3 hours before he was supposed to come in to testify, I was concerned, to say the least. And with the outstanding work of the Buffalo Police Department, we endeavored to find out who shot him, who was trying to tamper with one of my witnesses. And after the Buffalo Police Department found that out for me, we went ahead and knew that DeQuan Trent was involved. And so we did not arrest Mr. Trent. We just put this case directly in the grand jury, and that indictment was opened up this afternoon, and he was arraigned on the charges this afternoon. He was arraigned on attempted murder of my witness. He was arraigned on assault of my witness. He was arraigned on tampering with my witness. And he was also arraigned on the weapons charge. Now, the weapons charge actually stems from when the officers executed the search warrant back on November 5th, just a few weeks ago, they found the gun there on Mr. Trent at that time, and so that is the weapons charge as well. So Mr. Trent was arraigned this afternoon. He was remanded by the judge without bail, and he has return date of December 11th. Assistant District Attorney John Gerken from my office is prosecuting the case, and like I said, whenever any one of my witnesses gets shot at, it is a major concern of not only the Erie County District Attorney's Office, but the Buffalo Police Department. And the Buffalo Police Department was just as outraged as I was when this happened, and the Buffalo Police Department went in the full battle mode to find out who did it, and they found Mr. Trent. And again, as I do all the time, I can't thank the Buffalo Police Department enough for what they did in finding Mr. Trent and bringing him to me so that I can prosecute him for messing with my witnesses. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. No problem.
I would just like to echo what DA Flynn's comments were. You know, number one, the victim in this case is a hero. This is an individual that was subjected to an extreme act of violence, but they still believed in what they were doing. They believed that they had a civic obligation to see to it that this person that murdered this woman was held accountable for it, and they showed up and they testified. And again, we will not stop. If we have pushed our community agenda, our cooperation agenda, we are seeing that pay off in unbelievable ways, especially through this summer, especially through all of this year. You know, if any person that comes forward, any person that's willing to assist our department, the DA's office, even in a federal case, if any of those people are subjected to any type of tampering, intimidation, we will pull out all of our resources to ensure their safety and to prosecute people that are responsible for attempting to harm them or prevent them from testifying. You know, I've said it time and time again, it takes all of us as a community partnership to help solve and end these crimes in our community, and this guy is a great example of what it takes to help push that agenda forward. So, thank you.
Yep. Questions?
If this guy's dumb enough to hold on to the gun, I imagine you ran it through IBIS and so forth to see if it had been used in other crimes.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I can assure you that anything I can do to put Mr. Trent in jail and to keep him in jail for as long as possible, I'm following that up.
John, just to confirm, yeah. October 22nd was the day that the witness was supposed to testify.
Yes. Yes.
And then November 5th was when the search warrant happened.
Correct.
Was he arrested that day also on November 5th?
Just on a weapons charge.
Okay. So he's been in police custody since November
5th. Correct. Yeah. So he was arrested on a weapons charge, but he was not arrested at that time for the shooting, tampering, and attempted murder.
That was
held by me, and that's why I was going directly in a grand jury, and then he was arraigned on that this morning.
Has he been charged with anything else in the past before? Does he have a criminal record?
You know, off the top of my head, Clint, I don't know, but if he did, I couldn't comment anyway. I don't want to taint his current trial.
It was referenced in court that he had a rap sheet.
Okay, so then, all right, so. I don't want to comment on it, though. I don't want to. It was referenced in the sense of keeping him in jail for bail purposes. So I don't want to taint his upcoming trial by tainting a jury pool with what he may or may not have done in the past.
What advice do you have for witnesses, especially in shooting cases like this, if they're going to testify? Is it just be quiet? Don't let people know that you're going to testify in this case and risk possibly being hurt, and also, are there safeguards for people who are going to testify in a case like this?
Yes. So there's two different lenses to look at that question, all right? The first lens is what someone out there right now may be thinking, well, you know, Mr. Flynn, why am I ever going to come forward if there's a possibility of me getting shot? And I respect that, and I get that, all right? My answer to that is that if you come forward to me and you tell me of your concerns, I have things that I can do to help keep you safe. I can move you if you want to move. I can get you another cell phone so people don't know your cell phone number. There are things that I can do to keep people safe. Now, I've said it time and time again, you know, unfortunately, you know, this isn't Goodfellas. I can't move you to Arizona, all right? I mean, this is not, you know, I'm not the Federal Witness Protection Program. I recognize that. But putting that aside, there are things that I can do to move you and help you keep, you know, anonymous. All right, so that's on the one end of the spectrum. The other way to look at this through a different lens is what Jeff just said, that Jeff and I are sending a message out right now to the public that if you shoot one of our witnesses, if you mess with someone who is helping out a case of mine, then the Buffalo Police Department and the Erie County DA's office is going to go into full battle mode to find you and track you down and bring you to justice, so that we send a message out to anyone else out there who may think about doing that in the future. You better think twice about it, because if you do, Jeff's going to find you.
Are you planning to present any evidence as to motive or intent? As to, I mean, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to shoot somebody doesn't sound like a morning activity.
I would agree. Now, so that is why Mr. Trent is charged with tampering with a witness. So, you know, again, as I normally always do, I'm not going to try my case now ahead of time, but I will present evidence on the attempted murder, I will present evidence on the assault, and I will present evidence on the tampering with a witness. And the evidence along your line of questioning will definitely be brought before a judge and a jury.
One trial.
Captain, is this something that you fear? And is this something you hear from people when there are homicides? People don't want to come forward and talk because they fear things like this.
Well, there's always a certain level of anxiety for people that are going to testify, especially in cases that involve a lot of violence. And we as a police department understand that. I believe the DA's office clearly understands that. But, you know, as was said, there's things that can be done via the DA's office. There's things that can be done via the police department to help ease those concerns. The biggest thing I would say to people is we can't allow fear to let criminals conduct their business and have no repercussions for it. We have to look at this as a community issue. And we tell witnesses all the time, if you have concerns, you bring them to our attention, bring them to the police department's attention. The DA's office has victim coordinators, victim assistants. There's a number of programs out there to help ensure people's safety. So, yes, we understand it. Yes, in the past it has been somewhat of a roadblock at times, but I think that we have definitely turned a corner in the last year and a half with building and strengthening those partnerships. And, you know, it's the gang mentality. When you feel that the majority of your community, that the police department, that the DA's office, that the federal law enforcement is behind you, it gives you a sense of strength and it gives you the ability to come forward and assist with these cases.
But when somebody comes in and says, I can't talk because I know what happened just a little while ago, I mean, does this damage your what you're talking about in terms of getting more cooperation? I mean, a real shooting.
I think that standing here today should help to reinforce that it's not going to be tolerated, and that if, God forbid, something like that does happen, as John said, every ounce of resources we have is going to go into finding and holding somebody accountable, and the penalty for this will hopefully be severe enough to send that message that it's just not going to be tolerated. You know, we work with victims every day in all different types of crimes. It's not just homicides. There's sexual assaults, there's burglaries, there's robberies. There's a number of different crimes where people have different levels of concern. But again, there's a number of things that can be done and put in place to help ease those concerns and to the best of our abilities, help ensure the safety of these people.
What's the sentence?
25 years is the max.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.